Okay, so this is something that is close to hard because when I look at myself 10 years ago,
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I would love to be assertive. I felt like I was always pleasing everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, this changed in my life. So I had to pick this question because I think a lot of people have problem with that. So the next one is, what can I do to say no without upsetting people?
Okay, yeah, this is a good one. Hello, the whole talk that I gave at the LSE is out of saying no, right? Well, firstly, I will say this, no is a full sentence. That's it. It's a no. When you want to say no, it's a no. Now, I'm being facetious because I know everything else that goes into that of like, I can't and I don't want to let people down and I don't want them to not like me and all the thoughts and the thinking that we have about that thing that actually is what we want to do is say no. The bit around, maintaining that relationship, so you're doing it in an assertive, not an aggressive way, there's a liberating bit around that again for me, which is I am not responsible for the way that someone else feels. I'm responsible for my communication and how it's going to be received as best as I can. But we get, particularly the women that I work with, which is, I work with men as well, but predominantly there's this thing of, I don't want to not be liked, and I don't want them. There is this assertive, aggressive line that we end
But
up
I
having
think also there is a
conversations about.
level of thinking where someone asks you for something, especially if you are a people pleaser.
Yeah.
And a lot of things that I do, I want to help, but I don't know to what extent I'm a people pleaser. I don't think I'm exactly that either.
Well, it's a good place to start, that level of reflection again.
But
I
I
mean,
think it's because you have to have your own boundaries, and I think you have to have your own values. And when you know what you value, that's when it becomes easy to say no. You just know what is not right for you and what you're saying no to. That's for me, that's that simple. That's what assertiveness is about. And having
exactly.
things in your diary and having your diary booked, because if it's
Well, and
empty, it's
also
out.
having your values, deeply held values. And you've hit the nail on the head because what I always encourage people to do when I have these types of conversations, this is a big part of the work that I do, is when you are saying yes to something,
Was
understand what that
assertive.
means you're saying no to. So even bringing that to the consciousness is going to get that lovely prefrontal cortex activated the next time you're saying yes. And it's going to go, oh, remember what did that crazy Australian girl say? Oh, I'm saying yes now. What does that mean I'm going to have to say no to? And even that, starting that machination of like, well, that probably means I'm going to have to say no to having dinner with my kids, or it means no to the yoga class
And
at
that's what I
seven.
mean. It's having values and boundaries, right?
But
Knowing what you
ultimately,
want.
yeah, it's hard because oftentimes we don't know always, and this is the people pleaser bit, is what we want doesn't come first, right? So it's finding that balance between our favorite, radio station of WIIFM, like what's in it for me, but also what's in it for them. So finding that balance and knowing where you are on that spectrum is often where I get people to start. So you were like, am I a people pleaser? I don't know. Am I really a people pleaser? Are you a people pleaser? Let's spend the next week noticing how much is you doing things because you believe that's what's good for someone else, and how much is it of what's good for you and what you want. And then conversely, the if I'm saying yes, what does that mean I'm saying no to? Then we get like really juicy and have a little fun experimenting with if I say no, what does that mean I can say yes to? Right? And then you're like, well, maybe it's saying yes to, some strategic networking so that I'm, putting myself in a better position for a promotion, or rather than I'm saying yes to doing more on this project.
Or just hanging out on Instagram Live, right?
Instagram Live for the whole night. We'll be here all night.